Starship with Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now. That's Big in America this week. 9 minutes past eight. Monday's breakfast show from Q102. And here's Bob.
And showbiz news from America. Now, if you thought that film stars demanded special treatment, consider these instructions from a handbook called The Correct Use of the Motion Picture and Television Trained Dog. Number one, schedule all dog action shots either early in the morning or late in the afternoon for energy peak performances. Number two, rehearse. It's very important that dog actors feel comfortable with their part. And number three, even if the dog actor is portraying the part of being a dog, a character reference is nice to have. So, it's over to Flea Pit Studios in Hollywood, where Cheapo Productions are making another episode of The Streets of Upper Los Angeles.
Okay, come on, set, please. Fine.
Well, we have the dog now.
Okay. Yeah, right, Rover. Now, you're playing an outstation named Fang, right? Right. And in the scene, this burglar has come into your house and slugged your master, right, who you love dearly, over the head, and he's lying on the floor bleeding. And although you're grief-stricken at seeing him hurt, you've got to be very fierce and frighten the burglar. Right. Okay, let's do it. Remember now, angry and fierce. Good. Okay, quiet on the set, quiet. Right, turn over and action. Oh, that hole, cut. Morris, I thought you'd tell me you could do this part. I knew we shouldn't have given it to a Cocker Spaniel, even if he did get an Academy Award last year. All right, let's try it again. Listen, Rover, remember, you're an Alsatian, for God's sake. A big, fierce Alsatian. Let's have some butch.
It's a good morning.
It's 11 minutes past eight now.
The breakfast.